Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochan. Atoin is ganav v'pikodin, v'shalein tersh. V'shalein tersh l'me kefil. Tavuch l'moch, v'shalein tersh l'dal v'hei. That means the turn time is going to be begotten as the dinam of a ganav. The Rambam quotes it. Berg Dalin, thank you very much. Rambam quotes it. Berg Dalin, those of Neighbor, Aloch Aleph. Like this, Kotan is going to be called Mibesa. Nigdav have been called Mibesa. In Nishbar, to Gishvur. That means it's not just a kof of Bikodin, you have to take Gishvur. Abba Boedin Shishikar. Shishakatoan, Shemkon Hoyo et slow. Iris of Michal Tashim Kaif, Sharihu at slow Haghanev. So the Sashmuk says a Kosov that normally a Ghanev needs a Kenyan. That's all the page we've seen so far. You learned anything so far, you learned a Ghanev needs a Kenyan. Didn't do anything. Didn't touch it. The Torah declares the Torah to Anaskana that the Shu turns me into a Ganav. If that's a being Osh, okay. Bamet Rama Murush Nishvakon Shiach Boyad Bikot. He did it before his Sholech Yad. Avraham Sholech Boyad, the Tontain is gone, the Nishma Boyad and Potom, and I gave. Why? Shekev and Shesholech Yad, Mishaif Abo, Ukno Uhu, he has Kinyonic neighbor already. Now, is that Mavatal? Is that Mavatal the Shmira? Or no? If I get Kinyonic Neva via Yeshua, then I have a dinner of a Ganav, and I drink after pay kefal. Says the writer, I don't like this. No. Wrong. Rambam, you are wrong, he says. How does he prove the Rambam is wrong? How does he want to prove the Rambam is wrong? Toho Rabbi Yochanan Polivar, and he the Amar Hatoh and Tanis Ovad, the Nishba Machoz of Toh and Tanis Nigdav. There's another Amar, the Rambam quotes that Amar Gimel. Hatoh and Tanis evaded the Pikon, the Nishba, Machoz of Toh and Tanis Gan, the Nishba. The Bore Egan Potom Rakei for Shekva Yotze, Hapikon, Midei Habailim. Why? But the cotton left Rishus and the Bible Shuah Rishona says because it's Ainu Bishusom. Here it's here, it's Kona. Let me show that you had to get Kinyonic Neve. Very, very careful what is going to be the machlokas when. But now, This is when the Rambam was very clear. Hato Antan is Ganav. It's Chayv because he himself becomes the Ganav and gets Kinyonim. And if he already has Kinyonik Neva and is not getting Kinyonim, he's not going to become a Ganav now by being Toin Tan is Ganav. So Rambam was and more than that, since he is a ganav, he then turns around and shechts this animal. So, what is it? He's chayav dalva. Hey, shemid is tashlum kefil no hagis mino hani mili. How do we know? You know how many million of what? That's a donor who cannot prat. My prat mufurish dova hamatal to go for mom. Old dova hamatal to go for mom. Yotsu karkos. And a matal, yotsu of all the shahuk shal karkos. It's a star shop of the shayna. And go for mom. Yotsu hekish meoks. In my prat mufurish dova. Well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that. Question is, how many different zarasakos does I have here? I have one Sarasakos of a Toin Tanis Ganav and one for Ganav. It's all one big Sarasakos. Okay. Now, Karka is Ein and Exelis. What does Karka Ein and Exelis mean? Karkin and Exelis means. And where do we learn Karkin and Exelis from? We learn it not from Shuas HaShom, we learn it from Shuas HaPikadon. What do we learn? We learn that the way I defined it, and we'll see why I defined it that way, now we may have to redefine it and adjust it, that in Shuas HaPikadon, Via Shvuas HaPikadon, you're a Ganav al Yedei Shvua. Ganav al Yedei Shvua. So, if it does not apply to Karka of other Mishtavas, you don't get Kinyon Egneva. And therefore, they're totally Bishus Bailam. That's one way of defining it. Now, a lot of people ask me, about a Gemara B'Metzia Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, if you take a look in Rabbi Akiva Eger there on the side, gave it very confused by that Gemara. This Ein Bishus Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you're Kona with because he did a Kenyan, God Kenyani Gneva. Karka, you don't get Kinyonik Neva. If you take a look in the Nesivis Simon Memtes, he's a fucking Dalit. Don't help. It says the same thing. Ein Bishus means be a Kinyonim. You know Kinyonim. That's a simple way of learning the Gemara until we may have to. I begin with a simple way of learning the Gemara. And as we get through the sugya, sometimes calls a potential reevaluation. I don't begin with all the complications. It's hard enough. Okay. Now, that's Karkin and Exelis. It's always Bishus Bailam. And Avodah Mechuk Shula Karkos. So the question is, what about Avodah? Comes along the Riven, quotes the Rambam. I believe it's the pashtus of the Rambam. What is it? Why? Well, why do we? I in my stomach feel that's probably the mahalach. I'm a perches halach yud dalet says avodim vashdrosu because emim tovus el homish nor shvosu because he quotes. He says pina matal mugufam yotz karkos avodim shuksha karkos shechina kark. That's he quotes the gzeres hakosim. He says what comes out of this gzeres hakosim. So he said, there's no Shavuos HaPikdon on it. Okay. It could be. That's all Gzeres HaKotzim. That's the Gzeres of Shavuos HaPikdon. There's no... you learn something from this Gzeres HaKotzim beyond Shavuos HaPikdon. Hagen and Niknis Lagasa. Lola. You know, Kinyonim. And therefore, it's Bishus Bayim Kayemes. Wait a second. Then the Rav Paskin like the Reed just need a Maitzav Afkia. Yeah. That's what I said. If Karak in the Xelis, there's no Maitzav Afkia. You didn't take it out of a Rishus. Elamai, the only way Karak can be in the Xelis is by doing a Maitzav Kinyan and getting Kinyan and Gneva. And that's Maitzav Rishus. So what may be true about Metalman, if I take a Sefer, you take it out of your Rishus. And the Reed, the Ritzvah, everything we saw. But Karka, there's nothing I can take out of Rishus and bring it into our Rishus. So therefore, since I can't take it out of Rishus, so we're going to build a house, Karka, and tell us. I tell you, do a Maaseh Kinyan. Then you get Kinyonic name, and that's Mafkia Mirishus. That's what the Rambam says. Karka, after he finishes telling us what the halacha is, that there's no Shosepikodin, Avodim Shtarosokarkos. He says, and why does it, what's the mechanics, how it works? Karka, and he nixes the gaz and lolum, Vashus Bayam Kayemis. Now he throws in a very key word. It's going to cause us a lot of headache. La'olam. Ev. There's no way Karkin can be Nixon. Ev. There's one way, and he doesn't get into that. Ela b'shus bo'alecho kayemes. There's one way Karkin can Nixon. And there's one way Karkin, the Rambam Sensei. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says, "On Klal Yisrael," and it depends. Klal Yisrael conquered Sichon the Og. They took part of Amon and Moab. When they wanted to do anything with Ammon and Moab directly, he says, no, you can't take anything from Ammon and Moab. Why not? Because they loved. So the Torah says, so what do you learn from here? There's a kinyan called Kibush Mochama. Ammon and Moab Tiru B'Sicha. That, Karka and Nixelis in general, but Kibush Mochama means it, they're such a king of Kibush Mochama. So since Sichon and Og took over, that's Haftorah we say. Yiftoch ben Gilodi, Hanyogiv Ochayel. He's talking to Hanshim off. He didn't take anything, we took from Sichon and Og. And therefore, the moment Sichon and Og took it, it belonged to Sichon and Og. It's no longer belonged to Amon Moav. Moav says, we see a very important halacha here. Kibush Mochama is a Kenyan. For instance, right now the United States in all their total insanity. People want to know the value of university education. Just see the insanity. But technically now, does the United States belong? We have to give it back to the Indians? You don't have to give it back to the Indians. After all, it was once belonged to the Indians. Maybe give it back. You don't have to give it back. Even if it's an unjust war, there's only one place that Kibish Muhammad doesn't work, the Rambam says. All of you, those of you who are not Kohanim and Levi'im, have a chelik and urge yourself somewhere. Now, better obviously, when Bavel came in, they conquered it. The Rome came in, they conquered it. Kibish Muhammad. But the Rambam says, Kibish Muhammad by Goyim will never take Eretz Yisrael away from us. But it is a Maisa Kinyan. Ram says, therefore, any one of you who is not a Kohen and Levi has a Chedek, it's Ein Bershusa. That means they did a Maisa Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan normally would have worked any other place in the world. It doesn't work. Why? So, but your chelik was taken over by Rome, by Bavel, by all the different armies that took it over. So it's in the Bishus. But on the other circumstances, he says a very key word here, la'olam. And all the normal gzeilus don't work. Ele b'shus bo alecho kayemes. It's b'shus by them always. Wait a second. He just finished telling us about Shosabikot. And he says, what do we learn out from him? And he's not talking here about Achrayas. No. He's just talking about b'shus and not b'shus. And he says, not. And whoever you bought it from goes back to the last person, get your money back. Then Paraktes, he says, it goes on karka, echaveril hefsido, kagon shechava v'borosich, marjorai v'zamazik. It happened by itself. There's a flood. You're this. There's lightning strikes, whatever. Why? Chaharkar, Kebecheskas, goes back to what he says. Voila. What you did, it's not in your rishus. So he seems to say, Chilach Ranius depends on it being by your rishus. Yeah. He says, "Mashenkin adin b'metaltelim, o ba'avodim kamosh biyardo." It's the Ravitz gears, different gears. Ravitz says it makes no sense. Ever as character, Ravitz says it makes loads of sense, and Ravitz gives his whole explanation. Now, where's the Ravitz coming from? Ravitz is very interesting. Comes from a very interesting place. Right, it says that there's a Gemara in Gittin, a Flam and Zion, that an Evid is Nikna B'Yush. What is it talking about? That an Evid stolen. One person steals an Eden from his other. And then someone comes to buy that Eden away from the one who stole it. So if it's after Yush, so then he is pulled to him, he owns him. So apparently, the Eved is Nixon. And because otherwise, he says, what about Yush? The question is, Eved is not nicknamed b'shinoi. What's a shinoi? Avodim v'his kino o maharish v'cholofanech. Why is domat karka? So the question is, are the kinyonic neva? There no kinyonic neva. If it's kinyonic neva, so it's nicknamed b'yush. There no kinyonic neva, so he's still b'shus b'ayla. He's still vicious by him. Says the Rive, yes, because we see from Nikna B'Yush, therefore, it must mean there's no Achrayas. There is Achrayas. Rive takes two things, apparently independent of each other, and puts it together. This is, he says, and the Rambam's right. It says, if the Eved still exists, Harisha Cholofanecha. He was in an accident, he has an amputated leg and an amputated arm, he's who knows what he is. Harisha Cholofanecha. You're not calling him Bishino, you can give him back. But if, let's say, he died, not Harisha Cholofanecha. So then you have to pay. He's making some sort of a pshara here, a halfway. Halfway nigzal and halfway not nigzal. Okay. Now, what's the logic? So the Reb Chaim came in with his followers. Said in Paragimel, let's see what So what is he referring to? This is. God of Persia. As the commission goes on Kelly Vishibra. Behem of his kino, an animal gets old, you call him Vishibra. But if it ever gets old, you're not calling him Vishibra. Very Gimel Ochadal. He says, "Shar osav adam ke karkot in gzeila. Shar hiskino harish chol fanel." So how is he passing here? And I was like, "I didn't mean any chusha. Is it meal? But kolov nitzol him nikna biyush." Says the rive. But still, it says veishman hashem. I mean, in ha'evad shenish ba'ol p'tovuhu. Sheben chol achim yish lo yishtabit. Tovu yishim l'shem. Love to Karakadon. No coin Nav Shibiyu, Shibu Shemesav. Yes, okay. Now, the question is as follows. When we say he's Nikna B'Yush, what does it mean? So, it means someone else can buy him. Normally, we have the following halacha. Let's say someone steals the safe. Steal the sefer.
and I have Yush. And then the Ganav sells it to somebody. So he's Kona B'Yush for Shini Rishus. The Machlokas is the Ganav Kona B'Yush, and not Yisur Asaliyot, not, but certainly Yush for Shini Rishus. Here, you go to the Evid. Now, there is a halacha, and this is a lot of people asking me, that let's say a gersha makes an elo yorsha. Yavodim konu atzva. They make a kinyan on themselves. So why here can't the egg ever make a kinyan on himself? For instance, he can make a kinyan on himself when you're an independent person not controlled by someone. But here, there's someone who stole him. The person who stole him, he's not going to be called to be Yush, no. To enable someone else to make a king with Yush Mishin Rishos. And even according to the Mandoma, Yush can be called. Here he's not. Here. Doesn't work. It's Yush Mishin Rishos. The Evid cannot be Mishin Rishos. He's taking himself away from his owner. A very, very simple reason. Because he can't make a king on himself if he can't control himself. He's not in control. The other is in control. That prevents him from controlling. And when a person buys him, he's in control. So what kinyan is he going to make? I mean, I'm not in control myself. Now, this is, and he quotes the Rav. I'm a market mission. She called it right. So, I'm a nevnu lagami. I mean, I want ain't an example. Ach oba von, he says, it's a torso self. He says, okay. Right, it's, what chilek is there between yesh, they nevnu lagami, and nevnu mektos, now they have a yush. What's yush have to do with anything? Now, is a sodden nickname yush? So here it's two days in Tosis. Tosis takes a look at Evid as Nikna B'Yush. So Tosis and Sukkah says, oh, but Evid, yes. Karka, no. Doesn't Baba Basnach and Dalit. He says, Karka is Nikna B'Yush. So what is Rivet apparently says, no, Karka is not Nikna B'Yush. That's why Karka is no Achrayas on. Evid is Nikna B'Yush. Question, what's the difference between Evid and Karka? He needs to arrive at something. What's the difference? So that we're playing again. Let's try to dance. The difference between Kenyan Shinoi and Kenyan Yush. He says, Shinoi is a Kenyan specifically in Gzela. So, it'll run down from a Baltic Asher Gaza. It tells me when I do Kenyan and something as a Gazan, I get Kenyanim up to a point. And those Kenyanim become full Kenyanim, which is Yush. But Yush, but that's Shinoi. Yush is not, where does the Gemara learn Yush out from? It's out from Aveda. Runs out from Aveda. So, run out from Aveda. So, what do we get? Run out from Aveda. There's nothing to do with Zema. So, what does it tell me? How do I learn out from Aveda? Aveda is Aveda, Gzema is Zema. The near Goba, but Shanhach, can you know the Yishwa? Can you know the Shinish? After Aveda, it's not Bishus Bailim.
No. There's a difference between Gzela and Aveda. Gzela, the moment I take it out of the Rosh Hashanah, it shows by. But Aveda, it gets lost. The moment it's you, it's Aina, it shows by. Happens to be the Ramban in Pesachim. The long Ramban, beginning of Pesachim, explaining what Bittul Chametz is about. And in that, Derech Agav, he says, Naveh is Ein of Birshus after Yush. My Rebbe Zecharo Brocha used to explain, and he was talking about this. I found it later in the Ramban. Kol's man, I still think I'm going to get it back. It's not really offered. It finishes the shame offered. When is it offered? When I give up. Then it's offered. Offered is Ein of Birshus by the way. But at what point does it become of it? There's what we're going to see later on. Ruchaim calls this Maisa Veda. Very interesting idea. But it means what Ruchaim's Maisa Veda together with you, which means now it's over. I gave up. I'm not looking for him. I call Zman. I'm looking for it. It's not over. It's still Bishnu's Bible. He says, that's why, what is Yush about? Yush means, since it's not Bishus Bailim, that's the whole thing. What's also? Since not Bishus Bailim, anyone now can come and make a kinyan on it. But it begins. Yush, Reb Chaim says no. Now, how does something become Ein Bishus Bailim? He says, I have a kinyonim shel gzela. The client says, what does it mean, karakain and gzela? Because there's no kinyonim of gzela. So he says, the client says like this. The only way karakain can be nigzal is if they're kinyonim. What do we learn out the karkin and excellence from Shuas HaPikotin? There are no kinyonim. That we run out. No kinyonim. Yes, true that there are no, and therefore karka always makes bishus by them. Did you know that's what can you know? My hand can use. Did you know I got my victim? You don't need kinyonim. What's motzi at Mishra's Bailim is a maisig zeila. Where's Reb Chaim coming from? Reb Chaim's whole theory that Ein Bishus depends totally on a maisig zeila, maisa veila. Now, a bunch of people ask me a kasha. It's a very serious kasha. So Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, about Chavuma Susa, that Karka Sheyeniva. Someone give me something. As long as I have some of this cold water, I'll be able to talk. Otherwise, give me a few minutes. Give me the tissues.
very much.
So, it's a very serious kasha. And for all the Talmidim who asked that kasha and didn't see on the side of the page that Rabbi Kivager asked the kasha, Kivager asked the kasha, he says, I can't figure it out. Because he's coming from a different angle than Rabbi Chaim came. He's coming from that everything depends on kinyanim. That's what makes something ambiguous. So if you take a look, Reb Chaim's Talmud Advarah from has a very interesting mahalach. He says, what's the definition of kibush mochama? Kibush mochama means someone takes off a normal goslin I'm Kona, it's not Kona. Because there's always the police department, there's always a court system, and there's always something that he can somehow get it back. When an army comes in and conquers, there's no way of getting it back. So, he says, right? Yeah. The only way of getting it back is not in legal terms. It's in another army coming and taking it away from them. So, that's the definition. It's a whole different thing. That's very wrong. So if you take a look at the end, there he has help armies from his father, Zalman Sender. He was the one who was back and forth with Reb Chaim on the topic of definition of Yeshusa. He comes up with a whole other idea. We'll have to deal with this tomorrow. It's a very serious question, actually. A lot of 19th and early 20th century Achronim dealt with this in a very serious way. Because however they were trying to define Eina B'Shuso, this Gemara stood in their way. We'll deal with it. When Kivega said, he threw up his hand and said, I can't deal with it. Doesn't fit in everything I know. If you take a look in the Nesivis, the Nesivis in Siman Mem Tes is the definition of Bishuso is Kinyanim, right? When he quotes this Gemara, he says, maybe Lo Yochol Atzi B'Dayon is Eina B'Shuso. It comes with the following, I'll give you, you have the following situation. And that's where he's coming from. I have a shtar. Okay. There are two people, the name of Yosef and Shimon, the same name, identical name. And they both have a shtar against Reuven. So I present the shtar, Reuven owes me money. The other one presents the shtar. Two, Yosef ben Shimon Aleph, Yosef ben Shimon Beis. They both owe. So each one comes with a shtar and collects money. But then Reuven has something. He has a receipt signed by Yosef ben Shimon that he paid. So, when Yosef ben Shimon Aleph comes, he says, listen, I had a receipt signed by two Edim. Let's say Yosef ben Shimon Pei. Yosef ben Shimon Beis comes. He has a receipt signed by two Edim. Pei. But there's only one receipt. Which is who did he pay to? Big problem. So Shulchan Aruch says, so what do you do? To each Yosef ben Shimon by himself is powerless. He can get rid of either one. So what do? They write a shtar hashoah to each other. And then one comes with the Shtar HaShoah says, I represent both of us together. So both of us together, you owe the money to. And then they make up for themselves how they're going to split the money. Sivas says, wait a second. Each one by himself is in a yochel lehotzi b'dayonim. Why? Get rid of either. So therefore, if it's in a b'shuso, how is it that you can write a shtar HaShoah? Shtar HaShoah means I'm marked to you, susan that I have, but you can't be marked. That's his problem. That's one example of how we're all dealing. How do you deal with this and come up with a normal cloud? We'll put this problem on the side. We'll get back to it in a mitzvah shembli neder. But let's just take the simple, straightforward approach that Rav Chaim had. That's what he's working with. And that is, it depends on a maisa hafkor, maisa gzeila. He says, and therefore, what makes something ain't a bishus? Karka, there's only one way you can make something ain't a bishus, through kinyonim. And there are no kinyonim in karka. Masha enkein, there's another way to make something bishus, by doing maisa gneva, maisa aveda. You see that from aveda. Also ain't a bishus. So an aveda you can do a maisa hafkor, but you don't get kinyonim. So therefore, and that's why Yush works. Yush works on something that's ain't a b'shusa. And gives a right to somebody else to be zochah. Oh, yes, so. Cholok din shinu din yush. To shinu hara hashinu mitzan atzmu is not a king. Shinu is not a king in klal. The love hashinu hu shigorim. Rak to kinyin, the kinyonik zeta is. That means I did my sekinyan to become a ganav, and they gave me kinyan gneva. So then those kinyan gneva become full kinyanim. But kachol tzeres hakotzit hashova din shanis ain't a kain shagosel domim ba'am u'boi shlumim al kain avodim. Ain't an exon less, but who kinyan gzeva? So he's not every shinu. My shankin yush, having etzem and yush, who don't have baba. Yush works kamo hefka. Yush is not hefka. No one can ever in this world say yush is hefka. Impossibility. Yush is similar to hefka, that it gives you an ability to be zocha in it. Well, she yochavim din kinyan. Shalobatar said, gives you a right to make a kinyan on it. Either aveda or xeda. Because we can learn from that. Got my six in this book. The Rav HaHari lekabu chalos din shal yushka. He b'shuz b'ayla. O gabi yush habinan. O my six zeda. O my aveda. Now, he's moved a little bit from the previous he said, zeda b'shuz. He says, What is he mitzupak about? He's mitzupak about one thing. To the fact that an aveda is nikneh b'yush, is it totally in the fact that an aveda after is not b'shus by them or not? Or maybe once I did a ma'aseh zeda, a ma'aseh aveda, then Yush enables me to make a kinyan. Does it have to pass through an intermediate stage of ein b'shus? That's he has two terutz, not 100%. He doesn't. And we'll see how it goes on. He says, "Avgal ein avodam nixol v'kol kum ma'aseh derispo avheru lekabul chalos den shal Yush." On Yush, he's there having nich. The chukan avodam ekarke, the karke Yush. But avodam avgadim nixol mikolkum Yush makar. The beemes hari karke shachklal lo ma'isik zeilu v'lo aveda. And he said, "See, he makes a very subtle switch. in the Nesivis, he's coming off the Nesivis. Tima says, what happens on Veda? Something falls out of my, I have my wallet. It fell out of my pocket. So, where is it? It's somewhere. But the Ramban says, big Ramban, important Ramban, Ochovov, Tavchovov, and Eva Matsias, let's say, my wallet falls out of my pocket in my house. I'm looking, I can't find it. Avyush, someone wants to pick it up. No, no, no. All of it doesn't work if it's bish, if it's on my physical premises. All of it is, it's not on my physical premises. There's no aveda bishus. He says, so therefore, he says, karki, the Nesivis points out, karki is never ovut. It's never ovut. My wallet, the question is, where is its physical location? It's in my house. It's not in my house. It's where is its physical location? Karki is a location. So it's never not in its location, because karki is its own location. No such thing as a veda in karki. He says there's a maisig zela, and doesn't say mais. Previously, a maisig zela, mais aveda. Karki lo shabu lo maisig zela vo aveda. It's standing right there. If you had dinim of nixalim, the akinyan, or the chabo kinyan, the only way you can have gzela in is if this kinyan is standing by kark. Would the higher motzim also maisik zela veda? Kinyan zela shabo. That's what Rabbi Loza says, and we disagree with Rabbi Loza. The kind of the car came, it was the Hobo Kinyak Zeta. Zemma made it, then come my six of a vein o'clock. Or who the type of came the car came, it's a Ibo Kinyosh, jump. Ava Kopono Mio, the Ika, I didn't have never a car to the end in examples. Hobo Kinyak Zeta, Zemma made them in Sarasfor. It's a Kinyak Zeta. And Abo got my six Zeta. The only my six Zeta you can have in Karak is what? Yeah, a Kinyan. That's how we explain what Rabbi Lazo said. Explain Tosu Bo Metzias Amach Aleph from Aleph. Is it? Okay, but I'm going to hecker shuk shlok hakar. He says, so something that is dependent on Svara, there's no hekesh between Eben and Karak. Something that's a din, it is. The Meiler, he says, Dinyin she'einin egzalim, who from Shigachon and Kinyin, he can call karka. So there's no kinyon of it. And Kim said, well, that's from my six day of Aveda. No. It's not as far. It's a loshakal. Okay. So he's defined things exceedingly clearly. He said, he's had two possibilities he's working with. One, Yush depends on something being Eina Bershus. And once something is a Yush and Zayla in Aveda, make it Eina Bershuso. After you had, Yush means after you had a Maisa Hafko, Zayla already is Eina Bershus, but you can't be Zokan until Yush. Aveda needs the Yush to finish off the Maisa Aveda, then it's Eina Bershus. But both is once something is Eina Bershus, either on your day, and Zayla or Aveda, once you get to that status, Eina Bishus, then after Yush, you can make a Kinyan. So that's number one. Or number two? No. It doesn't have to pass through the intermediate stage, Eina Bishus, but you have to have the ability of making a Maisa Kinyan and having a Maisa Aveda. Then Yush works to enable a Kenyan to occur. Okay. He's finished with his introduction. Rambam Perk, so if you take a look carefully in the Rambam says very, very explicitly, And here's the machlokes between the Rambam on one hand and Tosfos and the Rambam on the other hand. Why there's no malchus? Oops. Why there's no malchus from Zalav and Nitikwan say? Let's say there's no. The Zalav is not around. Zalav and Nitin Tashlumin. Tosfos and Bom and Kmakas that design of an Aleph. And the Ramban in a number of places said, no. They say, you're Makayim. I say, of Hades, I think, via the money. The money is a substitute for the object. Ram says, no. This, the Trech Yuvibis Nayatsim, the Ram says, two independent sources. Now, the question is, according to Tosfos, we know where the Chiyuv Achrayus comes from. Where does the Chiyuv Achrayus come from? The Chiyuv Achrayus comes from Hashem Zag Zela. Give it back or give money back, which is Zela too. Going to the Rambam, the two independent things, where does this come from? Comes up with the Zagos of Vishile, the Torah's Karnik. O Kamuvu Akein, the Hedya B'Sifra, Parshas Vayikra. On the Pasuk of Shua Sapikon, Vishilam also Barosho, that we learn if it's not around, you have to pay. Quadvarm Humi Sugamakis, okay. Zenir Lomar, okay. We'll stop here today. We'll finish this off tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have a much better picture how the Zayla's character works, what Zayla's character is all about, and then we'll try to fix up all the cautious people have been asking me. The most difficult one is from Sid Avzayan Amrawa. I'll try to give it teretz, but since Golan Vatovim and many confronted that without a teretz, the claim somehow gives a teretz. And sure, I still have to figure out what he's saying there. Rabbi Kiri Eger tried. The Stevets in the Sivis what to do about it. Rav Roman was almost said to try it. I'll try to. We'll see if it works.